You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. About a decade ago, the Center for the Future of Arizona was established. Describing itself as a do tank, the center is focused on using public policy research to help solve some of the state's problems, including the percentage of high school dropouts. The next step was a collaboration with the Gallup Polling Organization on an elaborate report called The Arizona We Want, and identified 8 citizen goals, improving education and infrastructure among them. This week, the Arizona We Want Institute introduced its first director, Darcy Renfro, formerly of Science Foundation Arizona. She was also an advisor to former Governor Janet Napolitano, and Darcy Renfro joins me now. Welcome. Darcy, you've been involved really extensively. I think when people think of you, they think of education.
Yes.
So where does the Arizona We Want Institute fit into that?
Well, the Arizona We Want Institute has 8 goals. They're the citizen goals. This is an agenda driven by Arizona citizens, and education is one of them. Of those 8, 5 are really policy goals that really require policymakers to make changes, and education is one of those. What citizens in Arizona want in education are kids to be ready for college and ready for careers. They want internationally benchmarked standards. They want higher expectations for their kids. So it fits very nicely into what I was doing before with education and similar, and it's nice to know that Arizonans agree with that.
A lot of people are focused on the leadership we get from our elected officials. Do you think there's too much emphasis put on that when it comes to something like this, where it has to be more about maybe people driving the policymakers rather than vice versa?
I think it's both, and so that's what the Arizona We Want Institute is about. It's about driving people and driving policymakers to these goals. The agenda is big, and those 5 goals, there are 8 total, and the 5 really depend on policy changes to make them happen. So in some cases that is true. Policymakers have to start making decisions that will help move Arizona forward. There are 3 other goals that are really about citizen participation, civic engagement. And some of the things that we found in the poll, the Gallup poll that was done in 2009, are people love the state of Arizona, but only 12% of the people polled felt that people here actually care about each other. So it does take both people working and they're getting attached and involved in their communities and with their neighbors, as well as moving policymakers and policymakers as well as candidates for office, understanding what people here in Arizona really want and what they want them to focus on.
Arizona We Want Institute, in some ways at least, is an offshoot of the Center for the Future of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get people, though, to say, boy, these ideas are great. I'm glad you got people who did the Gallup survey. They're excited. How do you turn thought into action?
That is always difficult, but that is the objective here. And what we've done is identify lead organizations and entities for each of those goal areas. Mm-hmm. And just last week had a convening of all those lead organizations with other organizations that over 100 people came. So leaders from all over the state in all different areas got together and started talking about an action plan to accomplish the goals. So that's a starting point, and that's how it's going to translate. The more entities and individuals we can get to understand the goals, sign up, believe in them, and start to move toward them, either collectively or in their individual day-to-day, we can accomplish those goals, and that's how we plan to move forward.
Is there a feeling that they're out of step, that the legislature is not in sync, or vice versa? And how much of getting these leaders together is about changing a mindset or getting people to think we can work together?
I think that's a big part of it. What we did find was that only 10% of Arizonans believe that their elected officials represent their needs and their views. And so that's a problem. That is a disconnect. And so one of the short-term objectives for the Institute is to focus on candidates and elected officials and just let them know what the citizens have said, let them know what the agenda is. They can decide how best they want to approach it or what position to take, but they need to understand where the people of Arizona want to be. And we're hoping that will be the start of what will become a group of policymakers more attached to the things that Arizonans want.
Based on the status of the organization, can you get involved in primaries, for example? Will you endorse candidates at some point?
Well, we are a 501c3, so we're a nonprofit. So we can't lobby or take political positions, but we can provide information and we can build a movement toward the things that matter to Arizonans. We have to improve those numbers. We should have more than 12% of the people in this state thinking that people care about each other. That starts with your neighborhood, but it also starts with the policymakers we do elect. So We have had, since the poll was taken, over 10,000 individuals come in to the website, take the Gallup poll, and start to think about these issues and continue to gather their opinions. We want more organizations. Some have already done it. Copper Point Mutual, that is a good partner, a lead partner in this, has filled out a document that simply says, here's what we're going to do as an organization, as a business, to meet these objectives. So we're going to keep building that. The West Valley, as a region, has put together a strategic plan, an action plan, on how they're going to achieve these goals as a region. So more and more, we'd like to see more and more of that happening. We think that will all start to translate into action, and we'll be able to accomplish these things.
How much do you think this disconnect, I'll use that word again, but this idea that 12% believe that other people care about the community, how much does that have to do with the fact this seems like such a unique place? We've talked about this in other forums as well, the fact that a lot of people move here from other places. There are some people, those who are more well-to-do, who may only be here 7 or 8 months of the year.
Well, it is a challenge. We have a very transient population. We have to make Arizona an attractive place for young people, young talent, and we have to be able to keep them here. People love this state. They love its natural beauty. It's a phenomenal place to be. You can go drive from one end to the other and be in all kinds of different climates and so forth. But in terms of sort of a sense of community and that, you know, start with the neighbors. You know, do you talk to your neighbors? I mean, it could be that simple. Do you get involved? Do you come to public meetings? Do you engage or notify your elected official, whether it's their city council member, county board of supervisors, state legislator, or member of Congress? Are you telling them what you want, what matters to you in engaging? So we need to get people to do that. We need to get create a vibrant economy for people who want to build careers here and stay here. And so that's all tied in, you know, education, economic development, job creation, young talent, all of those things, and community engagement are really all tied together in building a strong state, in building a strong Arizona.
Are you seeing signs of that? There are some who actually would attribute the opposition to SB 1062, to this idea that the business community, a grassroots effort. So is there a feeling that there can be, if you get people excited enough,
yes,
about it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's an example of how when there's a power in collective involvement. So you get a lot of voices together around the same issue, and things can happen and start to bring or have our elected officials either lead us or come along with us.
Darcy, you have been at Science Foundation Arizona. So how does it feel to be going from one position where you knew you had a good mission, maybe you didn't have as much support, and going into this, how do you get yourself ready knowing the challenges that exist, even if you're an optimistic person naturally?
Boy, you have to always rely on facts and data to help guide what you do, and integrity of the people that in the relationships you've built. I've built relationships in the state. I'm a native Tucsonan, actually, and I have been building relationships in this state for a long time. So the build on relationships and identifying people that get things done, and then relying on data and facts. And this Gallup poll really sets such a tremendous foundation to build from. That's what I think makes this the most unique initiative. So to prepare for it, I know the state. I feel like I know it well. And I'm just looking forward to kind of re-engaging in the relationships I've had at Science Foundation.
Darcy Renfro, the inaugural director of the Arizona We Want Institute.